This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's a show, I think it's called The Third Day. Jude Law stars in it. It's really weird about this island off the coast of England that's only available when the tide is low. There's like a causeway you can drive across when the tide's out, and otherwise it's cut off from the island, and it's just all this weird, creepy stuff happens on it. And that song figures into the show in a way that made me love. I already liked the song, and it's like.
So you're watching this show?
I already watched it. It's called The Third Day. There's maybe, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 episodes. It's like a short little thing. I want to say it's an HBO thing, although I'm not positive. Maybe one of you guys can figure that out. But it was good. Creepy and weird. He trips at one point. And some just like weird ritualistic crap that happens with the people that live on this island. You know, these places that are a little cut off.
Freaky.
Yeah, it's that's the word for it. So anyway, it's a Jude Law thing called The Third Day. And that song, you'll notice that song if you...
What did you want us to look up?
See where that's at, The Third Day.
HBO Max.
HBO Max, okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Hello, it's Thursday.
Hello.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. God, I've missed you all morning. Oh, nice to hear you. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. Follow the Instagram page and you'll see how Nicole and Bryn have embarrassed Sarah and Vinny for the day.
That's not true.
Oh, really? Because I'm just looking at the last couple posts and they're all pretty embarrassing.
I took a hit, too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That wasn't bad, though. You were just
having fun.
That was
adorable. What are you talking about?
For your birthday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Super cute video.
Anyway, you can catch the clip of the day. Throwback photos. I never get the ones where we're glamour pussies.
What's up there now?
Let's see.
Did you put something up?
Yesterday we did. We usually do at least one a day. We had one of our listeners put together another Bernie. That Bernie, you know, the...
Oh, Bernie, bomb. You're right. The memes.
So. Oh, the one that's up now. So the one with Bernie in the photo.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't figure out where that was. And then, of course, there's Hooman saying... sending or tagging Kokari in it, and I'm like, oh, we're in Kokari. Of course, Hooman would recognize that. He lived there daily.
Mm-hmm. And there's Bernie over sitting at a table in the corner with his mittens.
He's freezing.
That is so funny.
I don't remember that photo. Like, I really didn't recognize that spot at all.
Yeah, but when were we all there together? I don't know.
We went there a couple times when Entercom first took over. We ate there, I think, with Susan, and then we ate there not only with Susan, but the big, big boss.
Oh, that's right. We did.
David.
There was a whole thing, too, where because the bathroom is so far, you have to take an elevator, and the thing's old and takes forever, and somebody had, like, touched something of David's, and he had to go and wash his hands.
He had to go wash up. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is pre-COVID, too.
Oh, yeah. No, this was just standard germophobia. Anywho. Here we go. Here's your first story. The Alice973 Instagram. Enjoy. It's a delight. Halsey's pregnant. Congratulations to Halsey.
You know, I saw that picture and I was like...
The one without the top or with the top?
The one... She had a top on and yeah, she looks... I think Halsey's a beautiful lady.
Uh-huh.
But I honestly went... I didn't know she was with anybody. Not that I would know. Like, I'm not around her. I don't know. But so I hope that, you know, they're happy and it was, and it obviously she's making a big announcement. So
do
she
you follow
must be...
her on Instagram? Because no. if you click to the right on that photo, there's some topless ones of her with the, I mean, she's covering her boobs and everything, but she clearly did a full photo shoot where there's, you know, she looks 6 months along. I mean, she's large enough that it's, there's no question it's a baby.
I don't know why I need to see the pointy part, but I feel like if you're covering that, I'm not as interested.
So the pointy part's the important.
Well, I don't know what to call it. I'm sorry. I don't know what's okay.
And the next one. There it is. She's
cupping. Can I just
it.
Call them nipples? I mean.
Sure. I mean,
I think
that's
need
okay.
to dump that.
A lot of people call them that, but the
all
pointy
right.
part works. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, no need to split hairs. I was with you.
All right.
She's showing, she made the announcement yesterday with the topless photo shoot, which is no pointy parts. She did not say who the father is. However, she tagged a man named Aleve Aden, who commented, "Heart so full, I love you, sweetness." She responded, "I love you and I love this mini human already." Aleve is a writer/producer. He and Halsey have been dating for a few months, so it's a fairly safe bet this is his kid.
Okay.
They already have matching tattoos. I mean, isn't that the dead giveaway? Dead giveaway.
How old is Halsey?
She is 26 years old.
Wow.
The father, or the assumed father, the guy I'm assuming is the dad, is 37. So Aleve is 37. She's 26, and congratulations. You know, I want to say she had a miscarriage last year.
With Aleve? Aleve?
I do Alava? Not know. Alava. Let's call him Alava. I don't know who she was with at the time. I remember reading something about that. I don't know that I reported it or anything, although who knows? I might have.
Well, that happens. I hate to say that.
It certainly does.
As someone who went through a family building period in my life, we had a few of those, and they're not fun.
No. They're the opposite of fun, really, if there is.
No, they're awful. But yeah. And because. Privately, you are already excited.
Yes, of
course.
Oh
my God, we did it!
Right.
You know, you don't tell anyone if you're thinking correctly. You don't say anything, but yeah, that's intense.
It's you know, you're thinking about the future, and you start to allow yourself to love the little life growing in you, and it's horrible if it ends, and it's, I think for some people it's devastating. Others are able to pick it up a little more quickly. But, you know, everyone gets to grieve in their own way over those things.
Well, I don't know what her
deal was with that.
In my opinion, it was very much part of the process. Like, you have to accept that bad things can happen if you're going to try and build a family. Mm-hmm. And that could be everything from a miscarriage to other sicknesses that can be there, you know,
after
out of nowhere.
Fact. Right, sure.
And that's just all part of it. That's why some people, I think, myself included for a long time, were like, I can't take that. I'm not doing it because I'm too scared. So.
Well, there's enough things that can scare you about it that, you know, it takes courage to take that step.
But good for them. I hope that works great. I know that, you know, in normal times, a musician would be getting ready to tour right now. Summer tours would be getting lined up and she'd be too busy for this. But right now is a great time to have a kid if you're a musician.
Is. Absolutely. Eddie Van Halen recently passed. His birthday would have been, I think, Tuesday. He would have been 66. There's a mural that's been painted. This guy is amazing. The guy's name is Robert Vargas. He is an acclaimed muralist, and I can see why as I look at this. Incredible. He did this thing freehand. No projector, no nothing. Can you see if you can find it? It's down on Hollywood Boulevard. I want to say it's on the side of the Guitar Center, right on the main drag there. He says, "When I was young, the debut Van Halen record was the first album I ever owned." So he loves Eddie, and he honored him in an incredible way. It is called Long Live the King. And, it might not be on Guitar Center, but it's in collaboration with Guitar Center. It took him about 10 days to paint it. He says he did it completely freehand with all brushwork, no grids, no projections, and no stencils. And he did it in 10 days. Look at that. It's looks like a freaking photo practically.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It's really beautiful. So there's a video which shows it in process if you're interested in that. We can put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but it's in People magazine. So if you look at that online, you can see it. And it's interesting because you see it in all various stages and then you see the final product and it's gorgeous. So it's just a nice way to honor Eddie. It was unveiled in honor of his 66th, what would have been his 66th birthday. Here's what I needed today. A Nirvana song performed with a Chinese hammered dulcimer.
What now?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's a stringed instrument. It sits on a tabletop.
The hammer dulcifer.
Hammered dulcimer.
Dulcimer.
And it's what it looks like to me is almost like the inside of a small piano. And he takes these little wooden hammers and he...
Oh, and hits the strings?
Yeah. So we're going to show you a shot of it. You know what, Bryn? This one is the Tool song. I want you to go to the next one down in the story, which is Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box. There's a Cure cover on here. This is his instrument, and he is going to play it and sing for you. Oh, here we go. This is it. Go ahead and turn it up.
I don't hear it.
No, we can't hear it.
Heart-shaped there we go. Box.
Do you want me to jump ahead or anything?
No, it's okay. Maybe go a little bit ahead.
Okay.
I'm he like, starts what to he, scream. What he, There's yeah, a point where he starts to he, scream.
Right.
Let's see. Where does this guy start to scream?
Okay, so this guy's not singing it, but I have to say, for an instrument I've never seen, it's quite impressive. And I did go down this rabbit hole a bit this morning. There's a Cure tune that he does. There's a Tool song. If you're into it, it's available for you. I would say we could put it at the Sarah & Vinny Facebook page.
Days are long in quarantine. You might as well go enjoy some videos.
Right. And or learn how to play the Chinese hammered dulcimer.
All right.
I don't know.
Dulcimer. Those little sticks are a trip, huh? They're like...
They are. They're like a weighted... They look like if you took chopsticks and put like a really fat end on one of them, mm-hmm. right? They're just tiny little things. But honestly, to keep track of that and sing the song, like, I mean, that's a guy who's got some skills. Anyway, there's that.
This is so bizarre.
I know. It's such a strange, such a strange thing. And the instrument itself is fun to look at. Like, what is going on there? And how would you even reach the other side of it? I guess maybe if you were standing. The guy's seated beside it. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
It really doesn't lend itself to a concert venue, though, does it?
It or portability in any way. It seems like, luckily, when you go to a party, it's very unlikely that there will be a hammered dulcimer guy there. You might have to deal with a guitar guy, but not a hammered dulcimer guy.
I think the hammer dulcimer just peaked.
It may never be heard from again.
Right.
Which might be for the best. Let me see. There's a couple things. I'm going to switch back, and I want to talk about Bridgerton, just because I want to. Bridgerton,
I'm ready.
I know. You know what? You had a tough morning, so this one's for you, Nicole, all right? First of all, Bridgerton is a show on Netflix, and it's set in, I don't know, I think it's like the early 1800s. Mm-hmm. And so it's a period piece, but there are tons of people of color in this, which is mostly unaddressed. They just have cast it with a variety of people, the people that they liked for the parts, without saying too much about it at all. At one point, there is one scene where the queen, who is black, says, and she's supposed to be the queen of England. She says, if the king had not fallen in love with a black person, I would not be queen. And we need to, and this is really the only time they say anything about it or address it. We need to take advantage of the fact that's why we're all in society. And then they leave it at that and go on. So I really actually like the way they sort of handle it in here. It's like these people are all the people that are cast in it are perfect in their parts. And they simply make almost no reference to what color they are.
Well,
so,
her character, Queen Charlotte,
yes?
They based it off of a true story where historians think that she might have actually been black because they looked back at it and she came from African ancestry.
In the books, are these characters also black, and is that referenced, or is
no,
it
the
just
books,
not?
The books, the queen is not a major factor, so it's definitely written for like in Shonda's way, but yeah, the queen's not a huge character at all.
So the story behind Bridgerton even being on Netflix is that, and the author was asked about this, her name is, the person who wrote the books is Julia Quinn, and Shonda Rhimes was on vacation and ran out of stuff to read and kind of stumbled onto these books and tore through them on her vacation. And then she called Julia Quinn and went, hey, these Bridgerton books, I want these. I'm going to make a show out of these. And Julia, who was, I think, do these books, how long have they been around? I don't even know. But Shonda Rhimes, she stumbles onto them and the rest is history. So she was, it wasn't like Julia Quinn had to work hard or get these books in front of anybody. They were found. Julia Quinn says, when I got the call, I practically fell off the stool because nobody was adapting romance novels. People will ask me, how'd you sell it? And I say, I didn't do anything. The right person picked it up and started reading it. And now Netflix says Bridgerton is its biggest series ever. Netflix says their last one was The Witcher, which everyone in my family except me watched. And that's the one with, who's the guy who played Superman? The really cute boy.
What is his name?
Cavill.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill. So he was also in The Tudors. He plays this guy, The Witcher. And it's, I mean, they'll quote it around the dinner table. It's just so funny. And my son plays the theme on the piano. And they, you know, toss a coin to your Witcher.
Sounds like a party at your house.
It's a whole thing, this Witcher thing. So that was the previous record holder at Netflix. And to be fair, if you watch 2 minutes of something, they count that as a view. They had estimated that 63 million member accounts had checked out Bridgerton over its first 28 days of release. That projection turned out to be way off. They're saying 82 million member households have viewed the show. And that surpasses the prior record of 76 million views in 28 days for The Witcher. So congratulations to everyone involved with Bridgerton. And this is great news for Shonda Rhimes, who has a big deal going with them. I mean, it is a runaway success. They've greenlit season 2, which I'm personally very excited about. I'm feeling like I don't know if I want to read the books. Should I read the books?
I don't think you're going to like the books, honestly. It's cheesy, so...
Well, the show's kind of cheesy. Yeah. I like the show.
I mean, I like it because I like books that go back and forth between mindsets. So you kind of get different perspectives.
Okay.
So that's how she kind of writes. And it's, I don't know.
Oh, like from Daphne's perspective and then from the Duke's perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's a runaway hit. Didn't you say your wife watched this, Vinny?
Bridgerton, I don't know if she has. I know she watched the onslaught. The one with Kidman.
Oh, The Undoing.
The Undoing. She loved that. And
yeah, that's
like
good.
Actually has become a huge fan of Kidman's. Like you watch Big Little Lies. So yeah, we all watch Big Little Lies and Kidman's great in that.
Yeah.
But through this Undoing, she's become a huge fan. Like, she's great. Incredible.
She really pulls it. She does. And Hugh Grant's great in it, too. It's the first time I've ever seen him as just really an awful person.
Oh, well, he is the bad guy and an excellent one in Paddington 2.
Oh, that's right. You said you really like him in that.
He is great in Paddington 2. I mean.
So it looks like the Bridgerton books came out in the early 2000s.
Oh, so they've been floating around for a while, and Shonda Rhimes stumbles on them, and the next thing you know, they're the biggest series ever at Netflix.
She's
incredible.
Probably really grateful.
I'll bet she is, yeah. That's got to translate into money in her pocket.
There's this huge thing on TikTok going around that is viral, is Bridgerton musical, where this one lady just wrote this whole musical based off of the show.
Oh.
And it's actually really good.
So she's acting it out?
She's, yeah, the songs and everything.
Does she look like Daphne?
No, she has like purple hair. She just like wrote the songs, and then what I saw was somebody like duetted it, and it was to fill in Simon's part.
The Duke. Simon.
Yes. Yeah. But, yeah.
Oh, wow. I might have to look at TikTok about that.
I might have to look at a dictionary for duetted.
Yeah, duetted is it's a little known word. Not used a lot. Yeah. Good pull. Good pull.
I was like, I don't know what the word is for that.
Very well done. No, that's excellent. I like it.
There's a Harry Potter series in development at HBO Max. It just will. They're not saying if it's going to be the actual Harry Potter kids and recreating the movies, or if it's just going to be set somewhere in the Harry Potter universe. But I feel like we need more Harry Potter in our lives, and so HBO Max is saying there's a TV series in development there. So. I don't have much more on it than that. There is going to be a show on Apple called The Snoopy Show, and it's the story of Snoopy. It's you watch Charlie Brown meet Snoopy for the first time. Charlie Brown walks into a barn and finds a sad-looking black and white pup sitting on top of a bale of hay. And he holds out a treat for the little guy, and Snoopy's so excited, he jumps into Charlie Brown's arms.
Oh!
And I know, and the show goes from there. So it's sort of his origin story and on. Demi Lovato is going to star in an NBC comedy. It looks like it's called Hungry, a single-camera comedy from Universal, blah, blah, blah. The project follows a group of friends who belong to a food issues group and help each other as they look for love, success, and that one thing in the refrigerator that'll make it all better.
Food so issues.
Demi Lovato coming back to TV. And here it is. Game of Thrones. Looks like they're going to be doing an animated drama on HBO. HBO's got it going on these days. They were like, you know what we miss? The money we were making off of Game of Thrones. Let's do an animated series. So I don't know if it'll be the same story, but it looks like there are meetings underway about this right now, too. So George R.R. Martin's Game of Thrones will never die, and we may get to see it animated, which it practically was animated anyway, right? I mean, half the stuff in there was shot on a green screen. Mm-hmm. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Book sales are up.
Oh.
For a weird reason, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.